David, a very disappointing 2-1 defeat there after it looked so good at half time.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard and so frustrating because we've lost count on the amount of time, not just this season, like, you know, the amount of times we can come out and say, performance was, you know, first half performance, can't knock it. We sit in the change room and we say, first 10, 15 minutes, keep it tight, put the ball in behind him in their third, get to an hour, 1-0 up, and then, you know, the pressure's on them, they come out, and suddenly it's 2-3. But we give two goals away out of absolutely nothing, and the whole game changes. Suddenly, you know, you're fighting the uphill battle and they can break on you. And you can't really say that we didn't match and we played well. You know, no, when we studied there, Gaffer said, you know, you can't say anyone's had a bad game, we've all done our jobs. And the so frustrating coming away without getting nothing from it.
Especially after a good first half performance, because Reece Dyche scored the goal at the end of a spell in which Quakers have probably had four or five decent chances.
Yeah, we had decent chances, we're getting balls in the box, and I think, again, a bit more of the right decision in the final third, and we could have had sort of two or three, and, you know, we were getting in good positions, we were comfortable. And like I say, it's just that overriding emotion, it's just pure frustration, because I can't say that he's played badly, that, you know, we didn't deserve that. We just come out and suddenly, after everything going right first half, it's 50 minutes in and you're 2-1 down. Yeah. And suddenly they can sit in and absorb pressure, whereas that's exactly what we would have wanted to do. And, you know, we keep doing it. We keep giving, you know, how hard we have to work. So, you know, what a goal from Stichy. You know, good, well-worked goal. He's worked, you know, we've pulled the full-back out. He's got in there. Great left-footed finish. Can't really say that from, you know, for their goals. They come from, you know, absolutely nothing from our, you know, either our attacking or our mistakes.
You were a lot closer than what I was. The penalty, was it much contact? Was there any doubt?
There was no contact. There was definitely no contact. I had the same view as the referee. And the only thing you can argue is that there's no contact because the players had to get out of the way or anything like that. There was definitely no contact, which is frustrating. But, you know, from our point of view, we can't worry about that. We can worry about how, again, it's come from our free kick down in, you know, by the corner flag. You know, we're attacking. We're, you know, fine, it's gone to 1-1. We act like it's 0-0. We go again. We're on top. We've got a, you know, we've got a free kick in a dangerous position. 30 seconds later, it's 2-1, and that's just, again, the frustration is, you know, and that's felt all through the dressing room.
Got to try and get it put right now on Wednesday night against Salford. It might be a good time to play Salford because they're stumbling a little bit.
Well, I think I've not looked, but if you look, we've probably taken as many points from the top six as we have done the bottom six. For, you know, it's not for us about teams being better than us. It's about, you know, we know if we perform well, we'll beat anyone in the league. The frustration's coming from the fact that we're not converting that into, you know, the points that we should be getting. So it doesn't matter to me whether we're playing Salford or North Ferriby. We look like we could equally like to lose or beat both. So. Yeah, well, you know, we'll be going into that game knowing that we put the similar kind of performance in, match them, and we just cut out, we say it pretty much every week, we cut out those mistakes, and, you know, we know we can get something from the game.